This module is entitled JAWS for Windows Installation. When you put in the JAWS 4.0 CD, the installation starts automatically if you have auto run start in your Windows programs. And that's the typical way that Windows starts when you have auto run. So what will happen is JAWS will come up speaking to you and you'll have a talking install, provided that you're using a sound card and have some speakers or headset. You don't need to uninstall your previous versions of JAWS, because the new versions of JAWS always install into a different subdirectory. For example, this version, JAWS 4.0, will install into a folder called /JAWS4.0. I should note that the minimum requirements for JAWS are 133 MHz Pentium processor minimum, 32 MB of RAM minimum, and about 30 megabytes of hard disk space. Now, I'm installing this in Windows 98. Depending on your authorization, whether you're authorized for Windows 98 or if you're authorized for Windows 98 and Windows NT, JAWS will automatically detect the operating system and the authorization that you have and install the appropriate files in the appropriate places. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to insert the CD and we'll start the installation.
JAWS for Windows Setup Dialog. Please make sure that all applications, including screen readers and magnification programs, are shut down before continuing with this installation. Press the Enter key to continue with the installation, or press the Escape key to cancel.
Many of you might recognize that voice as the voice of Earl Harrison. Earl Harrison has moved on from the training department and is now our regional manager based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, we heard some WAV files there, and I'm going to press Tab because on the screen now are several buttons that you want to explore. I'll press the Tab key now.
JAWS for Windows Network Setup ... button.
And again.
Explore CD button.
And pressing Tab again.
View README button.
And again.
Cancel button.
And one more time.
JAWS for Windows Setup button.
And this is where we started out. So you can tab through these buttons and press Enter to choose the appropriate choice that you need. Now I'm going to go ahead and press Enter to begin the JAWS setup.
JAWS 4.0 install. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Welcome to JAWS for Windows. Please make sure that all applications, including screen readers and magnification programs, are shut down before continuing with this installation. To begin installation, press Enter. Next button.
There we landed on the next greater button. So at this point, you can simply press Enter to go on with the install, and we're going to get another screen.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. License agreement. To install JAWS, you must agree to the Freedom Scientific License Agreement shown in the edit box below. Once you have read the agreement, select Yes to continue with the installation. If you choose No, you will exit setup. Use the arrow keys to navigate the license agreement. Edit.
We've landed in an edit field that has the license agreement there. The default button in this dialog box is the Yes button, so if you pressed Enter here, you would go on. What we would like to do is, if you'd like to read the license agreement, you can simply do a Say All command with JAWS, which is Insert Down Arrow. I'll do that now, and then after a few lines, I'll pause it by pressing the Control key for silence, then I'll press Enter.
License Agreement, Freedom Scientific End User License Agreement. Freedom Scientific DLV Group, LLC provides you with the software program included in the package accompanying this agreement. The program and licenses you to use this program. The license granted to you is non-exclusive, is.
There I stopped the speech, and you can go back and read through this dialogue a word at a time, a line at a time, however you wish with JAWS while this installation is working. That's not a problem. I'm going to go ahead now and press the Enter key to activate the Yes button.
Enter JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Type of installation, select automatic, guided, or advanced. For more information on the selected installation type, press insert plus F1. Automatic radio button checked. 1 of 3.
We heard that we had 3 radio buttons here, and that we're on item 1 of 3, automatic install. I'm going to press insert F1 to get JAWS help right now.
We'll install JAWS for Windows and Eloquence Speech Synthesizer. If you wish to install for other synthesizers or for refreshable braille displays, you must choose guided or advanced installation.
So, if you wish to choose to add a braille display, a note taker with a braille display added to it, or a hardware synthesizer, something along those lines, you're going to have to choose either the guided or the advanced install. I'm going to go through the guided install and show it to you, but first I'll talk a little bit about the automatic install. If you don't have hardware synthesizers or braille displays hooked up, the automatic install is a great way to do it. It's very easy, it's very quick, and you don't have to answer a lot of questions. JAWS gets installed into the JAWS 4.0 directory without any changes, and installs all of the languages, so you don't have to worry about anything. You have to press enter 3 to 5 times, something like that, and it's a quick, easy installation for someone who's doing training, or for a person who's using JAWS at home without the hardware synthesizer or braille displays. So, unless you need to add a braille display or some other hardware device, I would suggest that you go ahead with the automatic install. Now, if you do decide to go ahead and do an automatic install, and then later decide to add a braille display, for example, you can go through and choose Installation Maintenance from the JAWS submenus in the Start Menu Programs group. For now, I'm going to press down arrow to go to the Guided Install.
Guided radio button checked. 2 of 3.
And I'll press Insert F1 here.
Provides dialogues which step you through a custom installation similar to our traditional custom installation.
And I'll go ahead and press Enter now.
Enter JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup will install files. Setup will install JAWS in the following folder. Press Enter to continue with the install into this folder, or press Alt plus R to browse for a different folder location. See JAWS 40. Next button.
Now note, it mentions that the destination folder is going to be /JAWS40. There is a browse button. If you tab through past the next button, you get to, I'll do that now, press tab.
Tab, cancel button.
And again.
Tab, back button.
And again.
Tab, destination folder browse ... button.
So you do have the ability here to actually choose a different folder. And another thing worth mentioning is that if we do come out with updates to JAWS, the destination folder may change. It may become JAWS 4.1 or something like that at some point in the future. So if you're listening to this and there's a later version of JAWS out, this particular destination folder could change. Now I'm just going to press tab to go to the next greater button.
Tab, next button.
And I'm going to press spacebar to activate that and move on with the install.
JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Select synthesizer components. Eloquence for JAWS is automatically installed. For more information on the selected component, press insert plus F1. 313 view. Accent PC not checked. 1 of 23.
We heard we're in a tree view, and we're on Accent PC. Now, you can up and down arrow through this tree view and press spacebar to check the different synthesizers that you'd like to install. One important note here is that you can go ahead and install as many synthesizers as you want, but if you don't have those synthesizers actually installed on your machine, those choices will not work in JAWS. So it's a two-step process in essence. First, you can go into JAWS here and install for the synthesizers you want, and then later you can install the synthesizers and or the software that come with them, or you can do it in the reverse order. You could first install your synthesizers and check to make sure that they're working, and then, when you come into the JAWS 4.0 install, you can choose those synthesizers at that time. So it's either way, but just remember, just choosing one here in this list box does not mean that you necessarily have that synthesizer. And to make it work, you have to have the synthesizer, whether it's hardware or whether it's software. I'm going to press the letter D.
D, DuckDuck Access 32 software not checked, 7 of 23.
And I'm going to press the spacebar to check this.
DuckDuck Access 32 software checked, 7 of 23.
Now I'm going to press D again.
D, the dock express not checked, 8 of 23.
And by doing this, I'll be able to show you how we install a hardware synthesizer.
The dock express checked, 8 of 23.
So once you've gone through and checked off the synthesizers that you plan to install, you can press the Tab key.
Tab, next button.
And you land on the next button, so we'll press Enter here.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Primary speech synthesizer. Select your default speech synthesizer from the list below. If the speech synthesizer you want is not in the list, tap to the back button and press enter to return to the previous screen where you can select the one you want. Primary device combo box. Eloquence for JAWS 3 of 4.
I'm going to leave the primary synthesizer set to Eloquence for JAWS because I really don't have DeckTalk Access 32 installed at this time. Nor do I have the DeckTalk Express installed at this time. But again, I'm going to go ahead and check them, and then I'm assuming that I will go back and do the installs for the DeckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer and the Deck Express later, so that they'll work when I choose them. The default button here is the next button, so I'll go ahead and press Enter.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Additional Eloquence languages. All JAWS Eloquence languages will be installed with American English as the default. Use the spacebar to deselect synthesizer languages you choose not to install. 313 view. British English checked. 1 of 8.
We heard 1 of 8. In previous versions of JAWS, there were 7 languages that we could choose from, and by default, all of these are checked. The 8th one that we've added recently to JAWS 4.0 is the Finnish language. Now I'm going to just down arrow through this list once or twice.
Castilian Spanish checked, 2 of 8. French checked, 3 of 8. German checked, 4 of 8.
Just to give you an idea, so you can explore this list and decide to uncheck something if you wish. But again, by default, all of them are installed, and it's nice to have that. I'll now press the Enter key to activate the next button.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Set options for the DeckTalk Express speech synthesizer. Port information. Select the output port. Combo box. COM 1. 1 of 4.
Now, one of the new things here in JAWS is that with the installation maintenance with JAWS 4.0, if I select COM port 1, which is highlighted here, and find out later that it's actually COM port 2 that the DeckTalk is installed on, then I can actually go into installation maintenance and change that, and I don't have to worry about getting out my CD and changing it again and doing a reinstall. So I'm going to assume for the moment that I would install my DeckTalk Express on COM1, and I'll press Enter for the next button.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Select Braille components. For more information on the selected component, press Insert plus F1. 313 view. Braille Light M20 Millennium Edition not checked. 1 of 23.
Now we land in another tree view to install Braille devices. The first one, Braille Light M20 Millennium Edition. I'm going to press spacebar to check that.
Braille Light M20 Millennium Edition checked. 1 of 23.
Now I'm going to down arrow through this list and select one or two more Braille displays.
Braille Light M40 Millennium Edition not checked. 2 of 23. Type Light not checked. 3 of 23.
I'll choose Type Light.
Type Light checked. 3 of 23.
And down arrow again.
Braille Light 18 not checked. 4 of 23. Braille Light 40 not checked. 5 of 23. Power Braille 40 not checked. 6 of 23.
I'll check this one as well.
Power Braille 40 checked. 6 of 23.
Now, if you know the first letter, you can navigate by first letter instead of pressing down arrow, so I could have pressed P and immediately landed on Power Braille 40, and then pressing P again would land me on Power Braille 65/80, and so on. I'm going to press Enter now to activate the default button, which is the next button.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Primary Braille display. Select your default Braille display from the list below. If the Braille display you want is not in the list, tap to the back button and press enter to return to the previous screen where you can select the one you want. Primary device combo box. Braille Light M20 Millennium Edition. 1 of 3.
I'm going to down arrow through this combo box so we can hear the three choices again that I selected in the previous dialog.
Power Braille 40. Type Light.
And I'll press up arrow again.
Power Braille 40. Braille Light M20 Millennium Edition.
I'm going to leave it set for this one now, and the default button You can always check that by pressing Insert E, by the way.
Default button is next.
And I'll press Enter to activate the next button.
Enter JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Set options for the BL20 Braille display. Port information. Select the output port. Combo box. COM1. 1 of 4.
Now, I remember that I installed my DeckTalk Express on COM1, so here I'm going to choose COM2 by pressing down arrow.
COM2.
And the default button again is the next button, so I'll press Enter and go on.
Enter JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Set options for the type light rail display. Port information. Select the output port. Combo box. COM1. 1 of 4.
Again, I'm going to choose COM2, because I'll either have one or the other plugged in at any given time.
COM2. Enter JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Set options for the power braille 40 braille display. Port information. Select the output port. Combo box. COM1. 1 of 7.
And again, I'm going to change this to COM2 because, again, my braille displays will always be hooked to COM port 2. And I'll have one braille display set as my primary braille display, so it's not going to matter if I tell during the install that JAWS needs to know that COM2 is where they're hooked up.
COM2.
And I'll press Enter to go on.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Program folder. If you would like to change the location in the start menu where JAWS will appear, type in a new folder name or select an existing folder from the list below. By default, JAWS will appear in the programs menu as JAWS 4.0. Program folders. Edit JAWS 4.0. Accessories.
We heard two things of information read to us there at the end. Program folders, JAWS 4.0, and then you heard the word accessories. That's because there's a list view below the field where JAWS 4.0 is highlighted, and the first item in that list view, accessories, under existing folders, is also highlighted. And by default, JAWS reads highlighted text. So this is not going to install it into the accessories folder. That would be just, if you wanted to, you could move to that list view and then up and down arrow and choose a different folder to install JAWS into, which we're not going to do for now. So I'm going to press Enter to move on to the next button.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Start copying files. Please review your installation selections below. Press Enter to begin copying files. If you want to change any settings, tab to the back button and press Enter. Use the arrow keys to navigate your selection summary. Current settings edit.
Now we're in an edit field where we have information about what we've told JAWS we want to install. I'll do a say line to find out where I'm at, which is insert up arrow.
Target directory.
And I'll just press down arrow.
See JAWS 40.
And I'll continue doing this for a little while.
Blank. Program group. JAWS 4.0. Blank. Selected synthesizers 3. Primary eloquence for JAWS. DeckTalk Access 32 software. DeckTalk Express. Port COM1:9600N8,1X.
And you can go on through and read the rest of this. You could do a say all, which is insert down arrow, or simply down arrow through it one line at a time, and confirm that these are the things that you want to install and that they're in the right places. Again, it mentioned earlier that if you want to go back, there is a back button, and you can actually go back more than one dialog box at a time. So you can actually go back more than one time. You can go back to the previous dialog box, and there was a back button in that one as well, so you could go back to the dialog box prior to that, and so on. For now, I'm going to press Enter to activate the next button and move to the next dialog box.
Enter. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Setup status. Cancel button. 60%. 70%. JAWS 4.0 install dialog. JAWS for Windows installation complete. Setup has finished. Installing JAWS on your computer. Finish button.
There was a little bit of silence there while we were installing some files, and you heard a few percentages mentioned. We're now at the end of the install and on the finish button. What we've been doing up until this point is we've been using a runtime version of JAWS. That means that the CD loaded the necessary files into memory to have JAWS come up in a talking install. What's going to happen now, when I press Enter on the Finish button, is the runtime version of JAWS will shut down, and the new version will then start up. So you'll hear a silence for a momentary period of time, and then you may hear your hard drive spin as JAWS starts up again. I'll press the Enter key now for the Finish button.
Enter. Demonstration of JAWS for Windows is ready. JAWS 4.0 install. Authorization Manager dialog. Please locate your authorization disk and place it in your disk drive to continue. If you have any virus protection software running on your computer, please disable it before continuing with the authorization. Otherwise, choose Run as Demo. Install Authorization Now button. To activate, press spacebar.
I've found my authorization disk and placed it in Drive A, and I'm going to press the spacebar now.
Space. JAWS dialog. Would you like to have JAWS start automatically each time your computer starts? Press Enter to turn on the Run JAWS First option now. Yes button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt Y.
I'll press spacebar on this as well.
Space.
And in a moment, we'll hear if authorization is complete.
Freedom Scientific Authorization Manager dialog. Authorization has been installed on your hard drive. OK button. To activate, press spacebar.
So, we've completely installed JAWS and the authorization. I'll press Enter to clear this dialog.
Enter.
Now I'm going to Alt-Tab to the JAWS program.
Alt-Tab, JAWS.
And I'll press the Alt key to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, options, to navigate, press left or right arrow, Alt-O.
And of course you're hearing JAWS Tutor Mode tell us what to do. To navigate, press the arrow keys, or Enter key. And also you're hearing it announce the access key, the Alt-O. What I'm going to do is press down arrow to open this menu.
Menu active, basics, dot dot dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow, B.
And I'll press enter on this.
Enter, leaving menus, basic settings dialog, tutor messages announce menu and control help radio button checked. 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
And I'm going to tab a few times just to get to the part that says automatically start JAWS to verify that it was checked.
Access key speak all radio button checked. 2 of 4. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
One more tab should do it.
Automatically start JAWS checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Alt A.
Now, if you continue tabbing through this dialog box.
Run JAWS from system tray checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt S.
If you're interested in finding out more about these options, all you have to do is press Insert F1, our screen-sensitive help for JAWS, that brings up the virtual viewer.
If this checkbox is checked, JAWS will be run from the system tray rather than the taskbar. This means that JAWS will not be found when you use Alt plus Tab to cycle between running programs. You can use Insert plus J to get to the JAWS menu from the system tray. Press Escape to close this message.
So we got information on that, and that's how to run JAWS from the system tray, taking it effectively out of the Alt-Tab loop. So I'll press Escape.
Run JAWS from system tray checkbox not checked.
And I'm going to press Tab a few more times.
Show virtual viewer on screen checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt-W.
Again, you can press Insert F1 to find out help on any of these items, so I'm just going to continue.
Use keyboard layout colon combo box, desktop, 2 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt L.
Also notice that in a combo box now, we're telling you the number of items in that combo box without even opening it. That's another new feature of JAWS 4.
OK button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt O. Cancel button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt C.
I'm simply pressing Tab, and this next button is the one I'm interested in.
Register button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt-G.
So, I'll press spacebar now for registration.
JAWS product registration dialog. Star first name colon edit. Type in text, Alt-F.
Let's read this control by insert up arrow.
Star first name colon edit.
So it's asking for my first name, so I'll go ahead and do that now.
D-A-N.
I typed in Dan.
Star first name colon edit, Dan.
And I'll tab to the next control.
Star last name colon edit, type in text, Alt L. C-L-A-R-K. Tab company colon edit, type in text, Alt C. F-R-E-E-D-O-S-P-S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C.
I'll press Tab to the next button.
Tab, next greater button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt N.
And spacebar.
Space, with the following information, we can tailor essential support information to your needs. Star address left parent, use both lines if necessary, right parent colon edit, type in text, Alt A.
So you have two input fields here, one for your first street address and another for the second. Our address here is
11800 space 31st space CORT space NORTH. Tab, star address, left parent, use both lines if necessary, right parent, colon, edit, type of text.
So I tabbed and landed in the second address field. I don't need that here because I don't have an apartment or a suite number or anything like that. I'll press tab again.
Tab, star, city or town, colon, edit, type of text, alt, st, period, space, p-e-t-e-r-s-b-u-r-g. Tab, star, state, slash, province, colon, edit, type of text, alt, f, l. Tab, star, zip code, colon, edit, type of text, 33716. Tab, star, country, colon, edit, combo, United States, 161 of 172. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
I hope we have your country in that list. Now tab to the next control.
Tab, left back button, to activate, press spacebar, alt B.
And again, tab one more time.
Tab, next greater button, to activate, press spacebar, alt N.
I'll press spacebar on that.
Space, the following information is completely optional and will help us to better provide products in the future that can meet your needs. Phone number, colon, edit, type of text, alt P.
I'll go ahead and type this information in. Our phone number here is
800-444-4443.
Tab again.
Tab, email address, colon, edit, type of text, alt E. D-A-N-C at FREEDOMSCIENTIFIC period COM. Tab, where do you primarily use JAWS? Combo box, no response, 106. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt W.
If you wanted to, in that combo box, you could up and down arrow and find the appropriate choice for you. I'm going to press the letter W.
W, work.
Because I primarily use JAWS at work. Now, I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, how did you acquire your JAWS software? Combo box, no response, 1 of 8. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt H.
I'll just down arrow through here.
Dealer, Freedom Scientific, Government Agency, Non-Profit Organization, Employer, School, Other.
I'm going to go back up and press
School, Employer, Non-Profit, Government Agency, Freedom Scientific, Dealer.
I'll say that I purchased it from one of my dealers. We've got a lot of dealers out there that support our products. So I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, left back button, to activate, press spacebar, Alt B.
And again, one more tab.
Tab, next greater button, to activate, press spacebar, Alt N.
And I'll press enter on this.
Enter, please check the following information and make sure it is correct. Edit, use your reading keys to read the text, Alt P.
Now, this is some static text that's on the screen, and we can do a say all, starting with a say line if you want to, and down arrow a line at a time, or do a say all to read the entire text that's there. Just to verify that it's correct, I'll start a say all, insert down arrow.
Product, colon, JAWS name, colon, Dan Clark Company, colon, Freedom Scientific, Clark.
And I press the control key and it stopped. Now, I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, select a method for sending your registration information to Freedom Scientific. Combo box, send using your internet connection. 1 of 2, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt M.
Let's check what the second choice is by pressing down arrow.
Save information to floppy disk.
So here's a nice new choice. If you want to, the first choice,
send using your internet connection,
is an excellent way of sending your registration in. It gets here a lot faster. We do still include the floppy disk and prepaid mailer to send the floppy disk to us in case you don't have access to the internet or email. Since I do have access to the internet, I'm going to press tab to the send button.
Tab, left back button to activate, tab, send button to activate, press spacebar, Alt S.
And I'll press enter.
Enter. JAWS product registration dialog. Thank you for registering JAWS. OK button to activate, press spacebar. Basic settings dialog. Register button to activate, press spacebar, Alt G.
And I got a thank you message that had an OK button. It was there for a moment and it activated itself. Then I went on back into the basic settings and I'm now back on the register button. And if I press tab again,
Tab, tutor messages, announce menu, and control help radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So, the default button is the OK button. I can find this out again by pressing Insert E.
Default button is OK.
So, I'll go ahead and close this dialog box by pressing Enter.
Enter, JAWS.
Now, let's look at the help menu. Alt H.
Alt H, menu active. Help, JAWS, help topics, F1. To move through items, press up or down arrow, J.
If I had not chosen to register at this time, the last item in the help menu, if I press up arrow, would have said register JAWS, dot dot dot, and would have given us that registration screen. However, since I have registered now and sent that off by email, if I press up arrow, listen to what you hear.
Update registration dot 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 R.
And this is a great feature because if you move, and many of us do, changing jobs, changing locations, things like that, you simply come to your help update registration underneath the help menu and press enter, and you can type in your new address and phone number or anything else that you need, whether it be email address or whatever, and send that off to us, and we'll get it and input it into your records, and we'll have very current records for you much quicker than sending regular mail. I'll press the Alt key to close my menus.
Leaving menus.
There is one other thing I'd like to mention. I'm going to the Start menu now with the Windows logo key.
Left Windows, Start menu, JAWS. To navigate, press up or down arrow, J.
I'm going to press P for Programs.
P, Accessories, Submenu, A.
And I'll type J until I land on JAWS 4.0.
J, JAWS 3.7, Submenu, J. J, JAWS 4.0, Submenu.
Now I'll open this with a right arrow.
Tools, Submenu, T.
And I'll open up the Tools submenu with a right arrow.
Installation Maintenance, I.
Here you have a choice for Installation Maintenance. I'm going to go ahead and press Enter on this.
Enter, leaving menus, Start button. To open, press Enter, Install Shield Wizard dialog. Setup is preparing the Install Shield Registered Wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Desktop, JAWS 4.0 install, JAWS 4.0 install dialog. Welcome, we have detected an existing copy of JAWS for Windows on your system. Do you want to modify, repair, or remove the existing version? For more information on the selected maintenance option, press Insert plus F1. Modify radio button checked, 1 of 3.
Now, this is a great feature because you can come in and modify, in other words, add a Braille display or remove a Braille display driver, add a synthesizer, and so on, through the Modify choice. I'll press Insert F1 here to read this.
Change the current settings for Braille displays, synthesizers, supported popular application and languages.
So, not only would you be able to add a Braille display or remove a Braille display, but let's say you decided to take off the DeckTalk Express that you have on COM1 and change your Braille display to COM1, you can go in here and modify that without having to do a reinstall. The other two choices, again, besides modify, are repair and remove. And you can remove all JAWS components and all of the folders if you need to from here. There's also the uninstall choice in the menus as well. So this is another great new feature. I'm going to press escape to get out of here because I'm not going to change anything for now. I just wanted to show you where it was.
Escape, exit setup dialog. Setup is not complete. If you quit the setup program now, the components you requested to add / remove will not be installed / uninstalled. You may run the setup program at a later time to complete the operations. Are you sure you want to quit the setup? No button.
I need to let you know one thing that happened. When we ran the JAWS 4.0 maintenance, the current version of JAWS that we had running was unloaded, and the runtime version actually started up again. So the runtime version of JAWS is now running. When I press yes, that I want to quit the setup,
yes button,
I press the left arrow to get there, or you could press tab, and I'll press the spacebar to activate this button. Now the runtime version has shut down. So JAWS is no longer talking. So you should be aware of that. If you do run the modify, hopefully you'll have a hotkey set up to launch JAWS 4.0 before you do the modify so that you can start it up again quickly.